It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. You're locked on to a Tuesday edition of the show. It is June 6th of 2023. And today, if you've been listening at all, I think we've had more golf talk on this station since about 9 o'clock this morning than maybe we've had in the past 3 to 5 years combined. I mean, damn near wall to wall as just a blind side of a move here. Of course, the Rich Eisen show just wrapped up. They were talking about it. The large majority of the program, same for Jim Rome. And when the news broke this morning during the Dan Patrick show that the once adversarial relationship, to say the least, between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, the Saudi-backed golf tour that came to be, what was that, maybe 2 years ago now, 2021? They are joining forces and will officially do that in 2024. And, of course, there was all this consternation with the PGA players that took the hefty payday that LIV Golf was offering them to say hasta la vista to the PGA Tour, get their money, and go play on a tour where you only play three rounds, 54 holes. They've got music going on during their tournaments. They've got these team formats. And so it was same but different than the PGA Tour. And I remember thinking at the time, you know, it's easy to sit there and be like, man, the Saudis are tied to a bunch of heinous crimes, right, against humanity in their country's existence. Of course, most infamously, the attacks on September 11th in 2001. Who's to say, really? I mean, I struggled with trying to think, okay, put yourself in Brooks Koepka's shoes. I remember Pat Perez was another one of them. I mean, there's obviously a bunch of guys that left the PGA Tour to join LIV Golf, but if you're a guy on the PGA Tour and your career earnings are $7 million, and here's LIV Golf going, you're not going to have to grind and play every weekend to keep your card. There's no cuts to make. You're playing 18 less holes. And we'll give you, I mean, for a player who'd probably made in this hypothetical $7 million to that point in their career, they're probably going to get like a $50 million offer, you know, thinking back to how astronomical some of those offers were for those guys to defect to their tour. And it's just up front, come play for us here. We'll sign you a $50 million check. I think there's a lot of us that would like to sit here and say, I would never take the Saudis' money, but have you ever been in that sort of situation, right? And that's the fallout of this today. You know, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, rightfully so, is taking it on the chin because he is the hypocrite of the month, and we're only 6 days into June. I mean, he went on the PGA Tour broadcast, sat across the desk from Jim Nantz, and spoke about how, you know, there's just no way the PGA Tour could ever do anything with LIV Golf because of the Saudi backing and because he personally is close with two families that lost people on September 11th. I mean, he is being taken to task, as you might imagine, on social media and elsewhere today. And I mean, it's easy to talk about this, right? I mean, here we go. We're already 5 minutes into the show, and this is all we've talked about so far. But to me, in hearing, you know, everything that our great shows were able to do on this topic today, it just seems like there are way more questions than answers at this point. I do like the fact that it's professional golf's no longer going to be able to operate like the NFL somehow does as a 501c3, which is a joke, and they don't pay any taxes and try to say, you know, there's no revenue there, but I don't know. That stuff's all crazy, and I don't know enough about it. I just know I don't like it. I know enough to know I don't like it, and they're going to forego their status, the PGA Tour, also a 501c3. It will no longer be that. They will unapologetically be a money-making machine. And in the meantime, I think we're just going to continue to learn more. But this sounds like this was done in the back rooms at the 11th hour. And it sounds like there could be some serious fallout here from PGA Tour players because, you know, one of the other biggest gripes about this whole thing is if you are a Rory McIlroy or one of these other high-profile PGA Tour players that, you know, dug in on, hey, I've got some principles here that I'm going to stick to and not let the money, you know, take me away from those. I believe in the PGA Tour. I don't believe in taking Saudi money. Then the PGA Tour says if you ever go to LIV Golf, we're going to try to ban you forever from ever coming back to the PGA Tour. And now those guys all got their money, and now the PGA Tour makes this deal with LIV Golf, and now they get to just waltz back into the PGA Tour. Like, oh, man, sucks to be you guys. Snooze, you lose. How'd that work out for you, being all principled and everything? So this is a juicy, juicy story. As juicy, I think, as professional golf could probably ever have in terms of a story, besides, you know, the rise and fall of a Tiger Woods. So just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. And of course, I would just say, that's most of what I think we'll do in terms of coverage, of this on the show. We'll probably circle back to it maybe once or twice. We can get somebody who's sharp on it, but obviously just tune into all of our great shows, Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen. They did a great job today. I'm sure they'll continue to tomorrow. As I said, as more information comes out on this, but wow, just a blindsider this morning that the PGA Tour and LIV Golf coming together in a partnership, and more questions than answers at this point on what that's going to mean for professional golf moving forward. But nonetheless, thanks for being here so much on a Tuesday edition of the show, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure you bookmark that website, 1650thefan.com. All sorts of local, statewide, and national sports content there for you. Make it a daily stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Save the number in your phone, one of them, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479 with any questions or comments you want to bring to the program, or you can email me your questions or comments, email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, we'll get to the stack here in a little bit, area sports news and scores like always deleted off. After we're done there, we will take the first time out, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. They'll get you set if you want to put some money on tonight's Cubs game. It's game one of a three-game set. Game one of a three-game set tonight in Los Angeles, Cubs Angels. And you're going to get an 8 o'clock pregame. That means an 8:35 first pitch tonight of Cubs baseball. After we're done there, or excuse me, after we come back from that first timeout, we'll, of course, get you a forecast from Megan Mulford. Some scattered thunderstorms in the area today, so just make a quick note of that. But we'll come back in that second segment. And the smoke just continues with regard to speculation about Big Ten and Big 12 conference expansion. And the latest hot rumor is that Deion Sanders and the University of Colorado have their sights set on going to the Big 12, and Arizona is the report that would go as well with Colorado sooner than later, possibly, to the Big 12. Meanwhile, there's a report out there that the Big 10 has vetted a whole bunch of schools, Pac-12 and ACC. So we'll talk about that, and we will talk about Iowa football, 88 days until kickoff. And I was talking last week, I was like, man, I'd seen the social media stuff, 100 days till kickoff. I was like, Cole & Company's the first show to start talking more college football than anybody, and we're going to do that today. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, going to join us in the next segment. You follow him, of course, on Twitter, at David Eicholt. After we're done talking with David, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side in that third segment, and I've got a little bit of this and that to bring you in terms of audio. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller, Iowa State, former Iowa State running back Breece Hall on his return to health with the New York Jets. And if time permits, maybe we'll be able to get to some more that I have lying around here. So after we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time, and we'll wrap up a Tuesday edition of the show. All right, last night in Metro Baseball, Cedar Falls took a pair of games from Dubuque Senior. The Tigers won 9-7 in 8 innings, and that was on a walk-off home run from Colin Coonrat. And then they won that second game 6-0. Dubuque Hempstead swept a doubleheader from Waterloo West, scores of 7-2 and 7-2. Waterloo East split a doubleheader at Mason City. Trojans won the first game 3-0. Dropped the second game 8-4, and Waterloo Columbus swept a doubleheader against Denver 8-3 and 7-6. In Metro softball last night, Mason City swept a doubleheader against Waterloo East, and Waterloo Columbus won a pair of games at Denver 11-3 and 13-8. Meanwhile, tonight in Metro baseball, it's a rivalry game, Waterloo East at Waterloo West. In Metro softball, Cedar Falls has a doubleheader at Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and Waterloo West has a twin bill at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The state co-ed golf meet is being held today at two different locales, Class 1A at Cedar Point in Boone, Class 2A at Vinker Memorial Golf Course in Ames. Another prominent UNI softball player is transferring. Emmy Wells, who was the 2022 Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, is transferring to Wisconsin. In 2022, Wells had a banner sophomore season for the Panthers. The 6'1" catcher was named the Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. She hit 19 home runs and drove in 51. She did not play this past season, recovering from an elbow injury. She becomes the second high-profile Panther to leave the UNI softball program this offseason. Over this past weekend, Maya Dodge, who was this season's MVC Player of the Year, announced she was transferring to Missouri. The Waterloo Bucks won at Eau Claire last night, 6-5. The Bucks built a 5-0 lead after three innings. Eau Claire tied it at 5 in the bottom of the eighth, and then Waterloo broke the tie with a run in the top of the ninth. The Bucks now 4-4 this season and begin a two-game series at home against Mankato tonight. And finally, in case you missed it, Las Vegas skated past Florida 7-2 in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final last night. The Golden Knights built a 4-0 lead after two periods. Las Vegas now up 2-0 in the series. Game 3 is on Thursday in Florida. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back. We'll talk about all this smoke, Big Ten, Big 12, conference expansion as well. 88 days to kickoff. That's it. We'll get the latest on Iowa football when David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Nick Cope.
Seismic news today in the world of golf. The PGA Tour and DP World Tour will merge with LIV Golf following the 2023 season. Details still being worked out, but the three tours say they're creating a collectively owned for-profit entity in order to unify the game of golf on a global basis. Here's PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan on the decision to merge.
We've recognized that together, we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. And I give Yasser great credit for coming to the table, coming to the discussions with an open heart and an open mind. We did the same. And the game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
At the NBA Finals, Heat coach Eric Spoelstra said Tyler Hero will have a full contact workout today, but he still hasn't been cleared as he works back from a hand injury. And at the French Open, Novak Djokovic advanced to the semifinals with a four-set victory.
This is Ron Coomer. Get maximum sports on The Fan with Chicago Cubs baseball.
You're invited to My Waterloo Days, June 8th through the 11th in downtown Waterloo, featuring a parade, two music stages, headliners, Genuine, Ying Yang Twins, and Blessed Union of Souls, kids activities, teen stage, fireworks, and much more. Free admission. Visit MyWaterlooDays.com.
My name is Roger Klinkfuss. I own Metro Transmission and Auto Repair. I've worked on vehicles all my life. I treat everybody the way I want to be treated, give everybody the best deal I can. I don't upsell to generate a better profit margin. Treat them fair and give them a good price.
Family-owned Slumberland Furniture is proud to support organizations and events in the Cedar Valley. Focused on a mission to improve the lives of their customers and strengthen the community, Slumberland donates to local charities each year. All about family and community. Slumberland Furniture at College Square, Cedar Falls.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. We focus a lot on customer relationships. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com, and we'd love to hear from you.
For over a century, local broadcasting has evolved with the needs of the community. We move past the stigmas of opinion journalism and bring the most relevant news online, on air, and on the go. You have trusted us with your news, sports, weather, and entertainment. Trust us to keep moving with you. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress local broadcasting is here to stay.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's betting splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com.
The Cubs on the road at the Los Angeles Angels today. The Angels have dropped 7 of 10. Tyler Anderson on the hill for the Angels, $1.40 favorite. Hayden Wisniewski pitching for the Cubs, a plus 130 underdog, 9 under the total. Cardinals have dropped 4 straight. They're the $1.30 dog of the Texas Rangers today. Rangers minus 140, 9.5 flat the total at Globe Life Field. The White Sox have won 3 straight, but they're just 10-20 on the road. Lucas Giolito, a $1.65 underdog of the Yankees, minus 175, 8.5 under the total at Yankee Stadium. For sports betting news and information 24/7, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 79, partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 53. Upper 70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the low 80s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 81.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. Folks, I'll keep saying it. I am not, I promise, I am not trying to talk your summer away. I am strictly coming here with the facts, and that is there are only 88 days until the college football season begins for Iowa, Iowa State, and you and I, and many others across this beautiful country of ours. And with that in mind, with all the smoke out there about conference expansion, we bring in our guy, David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. You follow him on Twitter, at David Eichold. David, how you doing today, man? Thanks for being here.
Yeah, buddy. Always good talking to you. Appreciate you having me back. Things are going well in the midst of summer. I'm enjoying, you know, prime patio season.
Yes. Cole,
I like to call it patio and golf season. I mean, they're really, I would say there's nothing better. Football season's pretty solid, but I'm a big, big fan of what's happening right now.
I'm trying to play more golf, but man, my tee game has just been awful for like 3-4 years now. I wouldn't wish this on anybody but like hardened criminals and terrorists, and that's developing a hook. Like everybody fights a slice, right?
Yeah, yep.
Don't ever develop a hook off the tee. I mean, oh boy. I am in it right now, man.
You know what? Here's the thing. So I have a bad slice. I fixed it, I think, this summer. But you know what that means? If you've been struggling for 3 or 4 years with it, Cole, just like gambling, you are due. You are due to have it fixed.
That's kind of what I figured. That's why I've been playing a little bit more so far this summer. I'm like, just at some point here, there's got to be a breakthrough. I mean, there's just got to be a breakthrough, but I don't know. We'll see about that. Speaking of, let's start with the conference realignment stuff, because like there's more smoke out there about this than like what was in Cheech and Chong's van in the movie back in the day. I mean, this is crazy. Like the Big Ten has vetted a whole bunch of schools, not just Oregon and Washington, which was the report a couple, 3 weeks ago, like a whole bunch of ACC schools the Big Ten has vetted as well. How about we just start there with the Big Ten? Obviously, your best expertise on what does the short term, as in like conference realignment season, is like right now, you know, this month, next month is when that stuff happens. What's the look right now? What's maybe the 2-3 year outlook you think for the Big Ten?
Yeah, just like everything else in college sports, Cole, I think it's just a complete cluster. I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, Big Ten, I do think, is looking at some ACC schools. I mean, the Big Ten's also looking at Oregon and Washington. I think Washington would be a fine addition. I don't think Iowa should be big fans of getting Oregon. I think a lot of the Nike schools are not going to be particularly thrilled about Oregon joining the Big Ten, just from a recruiting standpoint, what Oregon can do NIL-wise. But, I mean, it's sort of free-for-all mode, Cole. I do think that, you know, I've criticized the Big 12 a lot over the past year or so. Shocking, I know. But I also think the Big 12 has at least proven to me that they have some sort of plan to remain competitive. I mean, they're also, I know the Big 12 is also looking at UConn right now, not just for basketball, but for sports across the board. I mean, football, it doesn't add anything, but for basketball, I mean, obviously they're fresh off a national championship. I think the short-term future is the Big 10 is going to continue to look for the biggest brands possible to join them, especially with the downfall of the Pac-12, downfall of the ACC. I think it's a two-headed race right now between the SEC and the Big Ten, obviously with UCLA and USC joining soon. But I think the Big 12 is at least – this comes off as an insult. I do not mean for it to. They're lurking in the background, as in their head is still above the water.
Yeah.
They're still behind the SEC and the Big Ten. But, again, I think at this point, who isn't behind the two of them, at least for the short-term future? But, again, I think the Big 12's done a nice job of at least having a contingent – plan. So I think the Big Ten, you know, I think they could pull the rug from underneath all of us. I think that they are going to end up getting Washington. But I'm very, very curious with the new Big Ten commissioner what all is going to end up happening. I think that they are going to have more than two teams. I wouldn't be surprised if four teams enter the Big Ten, I think, over the next 5 to 7 years. I just think that's the most realistic possibility at this point.
And it seems to me, David, that, okay, the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get the gold and the silver medal here in the conference realignment Olympics. Can the Big 12 or the ACC secure the bronze? I mean, I'm sorry, Pac-12 people, and we'll get to that. But what do you think in terms of what I think is potentially maybe actually the juiciest part of this, which is who comes out of it as the third best, as like the phrase I use, like the bronze medal winner, because the recent report is that Colorado and Arizona could very soon be joining the Big 12. Who do you think can win this proverbial bronze medal?
Yeah, I think the Big 12's right there. I do. I'd be surprised if the ACC, I think they'll survive. But Cole, let's not act like the ACC is a thriving brand right now. You know who I think the Big 10, for example, should make a big run after? And I think the Big 12 should. I think they should go after Florida State. I think Florida State would really, really like to be out of their situation. I think their football team and their football brand is continuing to rise back up. I think they can be a very competitive basketball school. I think the Big 12's already done a nice job of getting those elite, you know, kind of group of five caliber teams to join their conference. I think that, you know, if they get UConn, I think the Big 12 is the best basketball conference in America at this point. I think the Big 10 sort of missed the boat. I think they're a close second right now. The SEC is still kind of depending on the year. But I think that's where the Big 12's niche is going to be, is at least the men's basketball. So I think that they have a prime path to be third in this sort of race. But I also think the big deal for me is how can the Big 12 best position itself for the next round of media rights negotiations? Because you look at the Big 10 and the number that they've attracted, I think the Big 12 needs to find a way. Like, they should not be having Iowa State and Kansas men's basketball on ESPN+. That is just a failure from the Big 12 down. There is no excuse to have those sort of matchups on a, you know, it's kind of a subscription only based network. And I know that's a trend of where we're moving, but ESPN+, two top 15 teams in the prime of basketball season, it's just not good marketing right there. It's just not good strategy.
Yeah, I, you know, I have ESPN+. I've had it for years, obviously, covering you and I, but I mean, I can totally understand, you know, why the masses were so upset. And I'm not here to call those people dinosaurs or anything for, you know, not getting with the times. Like, you pointed out perfect there. Like, that game just cannot be on that platform, that subscription platform. It's got to be available in the more traditional sense. But this just, we always end up doing this where it's like, what the hell's going on with the Pac-12, man? Because if Oregon and Washington go to the Big Ten, maybe it doesn't happen this offseason. Maybe it happens the next one. It seems very likely. If, say, Arizona and Colorado, they go to the Big 12, same thing, this summer or next, you're looking at Utah, Oregon State, Washington State, Cal, Arizona State, and Stanford left in the Pac-12. And it's like, is this sabotage? Because it's just been all quiet on the media rights front. It's been all quiet on the, even quieter somehow, on the expansion front. Like, that's not even on the table anymore. I mean, what, if anything, do you know about what the hell's going on with the Pac-12?
I think that's how the Pac-12 should prefer their publicity right now. Cole, I mean, they probably don't want to hear people talking about it, but I mean, you mentioned the teams that would remain in the Pac-12. I mean, that is just brutal. I mean, that is just absolutely brutal. I don't know what Stanford's going to do, for example. Like, let's not act like Stanford's going to be a hot commodity, right? They just don't have the fan base. They don't have – I mean, they cut a bunch of athletic programs as well during the pandemic. I think the Pac-12's in trouble. I just don't know how they salvage it. I would insert the gif of, please disperse. There's nothing to see here as everything blows up behind them. Like, that's the Pac-12 PR team to this point. Again, I think the term Power 5 – if it's not dead this year, it's going to be dead next season, because once with the way USC is sort of reemerging in the college football world with Lincoln Riley there, with UCLA having Brian Kelly doing a little bit better on their recruiting trail and them joining the Big Ten, I just don't know what more the Pac-12 has from a branding perspective. When you look at, you know, the Big Ten, they have Rutgers. Everybody laughs at Rutgers. They have Maryland. You know, it's depending on the year with Maryland. But I mean, the Big Ten has it coast to coast. I mean, the days of having regional conferences, that's just set up to failure, especially with the way media is working right now. So I'm glad I'm not being paid to, you know, try to conduct Pac-12 business. I think right now I don't know how they salvage it. And if I'm a team that's remaining in that conference, I start shopping right now on how to get out.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, President AD, if you're not looking at your options and you're in the Pac-12, I mean, that's just negligence at your job. And, you know, another thing I think of as well when it comes to these media rights deals, and talking earlier about how the Big 12 is in position to be, you know, that third place, you know, the best of the rest here in this race. If that's a the Deion Sanders thing, that's worth a chunk of money right there, man. And I think if you're the Big 12, you go, just get us Colorado while Deion's there, and let's negotiate that next deal, because that's going to be worth a whole pile of money on its own.
No, and I think that's an interesting point. I mean, I guess from a long-term perspective, Cole, is how much do you trust that Deion Sanders is going to stay with Colorado for the long term?
I don't. I just want to get him, and then I want to negotiate a media deal while he's still there, and then we'll see where it goes. I mean, just cash in while you can, because, I mean, not to be like that guy who just wants to say it's all about money, but most of this is about money.
Well, let's be real, Cole. It's not about money. It's about money. I mean, we reached an example about today.
With
the PGA Tour. I mean, it's not about the money, and they say all this other stuff. It's always about the money.
How does that?
They point out it's not about the money. It's money.
I love how that Jay Monahan just absolutely was like, yeah, I'm just going to have to take the heat for being the biggest hypocrite in the sports world for a while, but we're going to do this anyways.
Roy Mound, if anybody's actually heard from Roy McIlroy yet, that's got to be the sickest human being on the planet right now.
I mean, if you're one of those live guys, I mean, you got your cake and you get to eat it too, right? I mean, you got the money and then you get to waltz back into the PGA Tour now. How crazy is that?
It's insane. I mean, I think we all knew that LIV Golf, not to detract too much, but I think we all knew LIV Golf was never going to be a long-term thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just shocked that it's already over. I mean, it reminds me, I know we've seen all across social media, the Office episode where Michael Scott formed his own paper company just to get ridiculously bought out.
Yep.
Predicting the future. I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, they played it by the book. Congrats to LIV Golf, man. It's it's crazy. And yeah, that's a great parallel between conference realignment. It really is. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on Twitter at David Eicholt and subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com. Okay, 88 days until Iowa football kicks off its 2023 season at home at Kinnick Stadium, 11 a.m. kick against Utah State. How about we just start here before another question I want to make sure to ask you. Is there anything in particular in early June that's got you or your message board's attention as it relates to Iowa football, David?
You know, I think right now it's just the confidence in the offensive line. I mean, talking behind the scenes with people, I think Kurt's the most optimistic he's been about the offensive line in 3 years. And I think that the difference between Iowa winning the West and not is going to be that offensive line. I think if you look at on paper, Cole, I think they're a top 70 talent team on offense, which says a lot. I mean, you look at some of the pieces they brought in, some of the pieces that are returning. You have a Big Ten championship winning quarterback. If Iowa settles down up front and center Logan Jones takes a big jump, which is what people are saying he's going to, mm-hmm. I think you're really, really projecting Iowa to have a big season. I said it on our summer school with Bud Elliott, which will come out maybe in about 2 weeks from now. I'll record it with him today. Anything less than 10 wins in a Big Ten title, I think it's a failure of a season. I don't buy into the Giannis Antetokounmpo leadership course of it's all about a process. Not when it comes to college athletics. That clock is ticking. If Iowa's going to win a Big Ten title or get back to Indianapolis, it's got to be this upcoming year. And I think Kirk and company know it too.
I was talking last Friday on the show on an inside 100 days thing, you know, like two things for each of Iowa State, you and I, and Iowa. Hey, if these two things are in a good place when the season kicks off, it should equal more wins than losses for each respective team. And you already touched on one with that offensive line. I think you and me for the last 2 years have probably talked about it more than anybody, where it's like, hey, if Iowa football as a program is going to be right, it's in the trenches. And it hasn't been right on the offensive side in the trenches for some time now. And that's obviously affected the run game. And to me, the run game sets up everything in that Iowa offense. So that was what I pointed out having this conversation last Friday, where it's like, hey, two things for each of, you know, the Panthers, Hawkeyes, and Cyclones. I go, you get that offensive line right, you get the run game right, and then everything else just should fall into place somewhat. I mean, it's not going to be a juggernaut, I don't predict. But, like, everything runs off those play-action rollouts and boots, and then you got a Cade McNamara in there who's an athlete that can make those throws.
No, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you look back at the offenses of Iowa that I'll say are tolerable to watch and you almost enjoyed watching.
Yeah. Cole.
It was when the run set up the play action, the rollouts, and not the forced rollouts, and, you know, defenses weren't crowding the box. Because I think Caleb Johnson can have a big year. I think Eric All, and from all indications, he's 100% healthy. With him and Luke Lachey, I think they could rival Hockenson and Fant-type production. And the other thing I would throw in, Cole, is the health at the wide receiver room. I mean, think about the past couple of years. Iowa's had, I think, in a combined last two seasons, Cole, three healthy scholarship wide receivers.
Jeez.
Come week one or week two. You look at, you know, they bring in Caleb Brown, who I think could have a massive year. They have Deontay Bynes, Nico Reganey. If those guys can stay healthy and they can get an emergence from maybe a Jacob Bostic if he's healthy, maybe a freshman wide receiver, then I think you're sitting in a really, really good place. And I wouldn't even say a one-dimensional offense. I think you have two or three different type of dimensions and aspects you can go. And I think Iowa fans would have killed for one dimension last year because, I mean, it was just, I would argue, the most – I think they were ranked 120th on ESPN for offense last season by Advanced Analytics. And I was talking to Bud Elliott again, Cole. I'll say it to you. I don't think you can name me 11 worse offenses than Iowa was last year. There's just no way. So
no.
If the wide receiver room's healthy, if they get right in the trenches, I think Iowa fans should feel really, really good about their opportunity to return to Indianapolis at the end of the season.
Wow. That's going to be something to watch, whether or not Iowa will compete to play in that Big Ten championship game. And we'll continue to talk more about it. As like I point out, David, those 88 days, I'm not trying to talk you or anybody else's summer away. Next thing you know, you look up, it's going to be like 28 days, and that's when you know it really starts to get serious.
It's going to get crazy with media days next month, and with the way the offseason has really worked, I don't think there is an offseason anymore. Maybe for sports talk radio a little bit, but I wouldn't even say this. With all the rumors flying around, Cole, I mean, you're going to be just as busy as any of us, too. So
yeah,
let's let it ride, man.
Conference realignment season, that's what has taken over June now, so... David, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate it. And we'll be in touch.
Hey, I appreciate you, buddy. Take care.
You too, man. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com. Subscribe to the website. Follow him on Twitter at David Eicholt. David keeps saying, man, expect 10 wins. You know, if things get right with this Iowa football team, particularly on that offensive line, he says they can win 10 games. Come out of that, West. And playing the Big Ten championship game. So, man, I don't know. I don't know. I think you could have a good season at 8 or 9 wins. But, man, new quarterback, you know, questions on the offensive line. But apparently a lot of optimism within the doors of the facility about what they have right now, not just on the offensive line. I think it's important to point out or reiterate the point David made with finally healthy and what seems to be the ability to contribute and produce wide receivers, finally. So novel concept when it comes to putting together an offense that's capable of, well, at the very least, not being in the bottom third of Division I. So something to keep an eye on here as particularly fall camp starts, what Iowa is saying, telling you about its offensive line. And, you know, everybody is going to want to talk about the offense itself, Brian Ferentz, Cade McNamara. Okay, fine. Totally understand. But to me, and you've heard David and me talk about it until we're blue in the face, all of these shortcomings with Iowa's offense, it's all started up front with the kind of that slow just drawback of talent and production with the offensive line. And you can't say you watch college football and cannot say you watch Iowa football without realizing that that's everything, because the run game has set up everything for Iowa's offense. And when Iowa has to basically play offense backwards and throw to be able to run, I've never seen that work. Maybe a little bit in the Drew Tate era, maybe if you go back even further with Chuck Long, but I wasn't there to watch Chuck Long, so... great stuff from David, like always. Let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim here during the break. We'll come back on the other side. Got some audio I want to get to. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller, former Iowa State running back Breece Hall on his way back from injury with the New York Jets. We'll see what time permits as we roll along here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Former Iowa star Luka Garza hopes to re-sign with the Minnesota Timberwolves. The 2021 National College Player of the Year appeared in 28 games for the Timberwolves this past season as he split time between Minnesota and the G League affiliate Iowa Wolves in Des Moines. Garza signed with the Timberwolves last August after being drafted by and spending one season with Detroit.
For me, you know, my focus is, you know, on improving my game. And, you know, I think last year I fell into the trap of worrying about, you know, contracts and all this stuff a little too much. And this year I'm kind of just focusing on myself, working hard. I know all that stuff is going to take care of itself, especially after the year I just had.
To baseball, the Iowa Cubs open an International League Series in St. Paul tonight. The iCubs dropped the final three games of a homestand against Columbus. In the Midwest League, the Quad Cities are at home against Fort Wayne. Cedar Rapids pays a visit to Dayton. This is Radio Iowa.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Imagine someone hiding a gambling problem. How exhausting it must be, seeing the losses pile up and feeling powerless to control it. Now imagine it's someone you love, your spouse, your child, your friend. Talk to them to understand where they're coming from, because anyone can have a gambling problem. They just need help getting their life back. Get help for them and you by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF or visiting yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Get excited for UNI Panther Athletics in 2023-2024. UNI football and men's basketball season tickets are available now. Renew online by visiting unitix.uni.edu or call 319-273-5411. The renewal deadline is June 30th. You can also find out more about new seats by calling 319-273-5411. Don't miss any of the exciting Panther action. Get your tickets today.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Huh. Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to Ride, brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
How will your child stay busy and active this summer? The Family YMCA of Blackhawk County is the premier day camp in the Cedar Valley. Passionate, committed staff will help your child widen horizons, make new friends, and develop new skills. Activities include sports, swimming, games, arts and crafts, challenges, field trips, and more. See why the Y is the choice for your child to discover new strengths. Check out the YMCA this summer and make some memories that last a lifetime.
Hi, this is Brenda with Flowerama. For all of life's celebrations, Flowerama has just what you need for any occasion. In addition to a large selection of beautifully arranged fresh flowers, you'll find unique gifts like squishmallows, stuffed animals, rose globes, gourmet chocolates, blooming and green plants, home decor, greeting cards, and much more. Whatever you're celebrating, wedding, birthday, anniversary, life, or just because, stop into one of our stores at First and Franklin in Cedar Falls or at Kimball and Ridgeway in Waterloo, or visit us online at flowerama.com.
I'm Roger Quinkbus, owner and operator of Metro Transmission in Waterloo, Iowa. I like rebuilding transmissions. I've been doing it for many, many years. Just a challenge to do them and put them in and they work properly, and that's satisfying. We do any kind of auto repair other than tires, body work, or painting, any mechanical work we do. Most of my customers are word of mouth, and they have to trust that you're going to do a good job for a reasonable price.
Trust Metro Transmission and Auto Repair on the corner of 10th and Jefferson, Waterloo.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back, folks. Happening this Thursday through Sunday in Lincoln Park, My Waterloo Days. And it's also at Anton's Garden in downtown Waterloo. Free admission. two music stages featuring lots of live music all weekend with headliners Ginuwine and Yin Yang Twins on Friday night and Blessed Union of Souls on Saturday night. Kids activities, carnival rides, and a teen stage, fireworks on Saturday night. And you can visit mywaterloodays.com for a complete schedule of events. All right, let's get to some audio now. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller feels his Hawkeyes have a bright future. Iowa eliminated from the NCAA regional Sunday night in 11-8 loss to Indiana State. Hawks finish the season with a program record tying 44 wins against 16 losses. Here is Coach Heller.
This team has a chance to be pretty special next year with the potential starters that we have and some of the recruits that we have coming in, and a lot of the position players, should be back, or at least decent chance we'll be back. With some borderline draft guys, and I just feel like that this was really important for us to get back to a regional.
Yeah, Heller expands here on that importance of having this group being able to play in an NCAA regional.
I think it's important that all those guys that are coming back had this experience, and they were able to sit there and watch Indiana State celebrate. And, it's a good reminder for how hard we have to work and what we have to do, starting here pretty soon to get ready to go and make a run next year.
Throughout that regional in Terre Haute, Iowa saw its pitching staff just get chewed up and its depth, or perhaps lack thereof, get exposed, and Coach Heller spoke to that.
The message heading into the offseason is that, if you want to be out there, if you want the ball, then, you have to throw strikes, and we'll go to work on it.
We'll go from baseball to football, where former Iowa State star Breece Hall continues to progress as he comes back from an ACL tear that disrupted what was an outstanding rookie season last year in the NFL, putting up big numbers for the New York Jets. And then week 7 was when he went down. Breece Hall has returned to on the field workouts for the Jets. Let's hear from the former Cyclone All-American.
It's going. It's going good. It's been good to get back out on the field, running around, doing drills, starting to cut and stuff, and feel like myself again. It's just progressing every week, so it's been good.
And as you might imagine, Breece Hall adds, just nice to be back around his teammates.
For a while, I really wasn't in meetings and stuff. I was just doing rehab and wasn't really able, those first few months out of recovery, you can't really walk around that much, couldn't really be around everybody. So it's just been cool to get back around, be sitting in meetings, and just be outside watching 7-on-7 and team periods and talking to everybody. So it's been cool.
Will you be ready for the season opener, Breece Hall?
Everybody, myself, the coaches, my teammates, everybody wants me to be ready for week 1. But, at the end of the day, you got to come back when you feel like you're ready. So until I feel like I'm ready, then, I'll just know. So it's not really any tell when I will be.
Let's bounce back to baseball now. We've got some time to do it, and glad to. As I told you right at the top of the show during area sports news and scores, the Cedar Falls baseball team swept a doubleheader against Dubuque Senior last night. Tigers win those games 9-7 and 6-0. That game one of the twin bill, 9-7, it came on a walk-off home run from Colin Coonrat, and our Mark Simpson able to catch up with Cedar Falls Tigers coach Brett Williams after the game, who talked about the dramatic finish in game one of that doubleheader.
He comes out here and you know he's got that in him, and it's just kind of, I think there's some being relaxed. Hey, I committed to a school, I know where I'm going to go, and now I can just go and just be who I am. And he did. I mean, he put good swings on all night, and he was seeing the ball well. And I mean, the first one was a moonshot. That one, when he left it, you pretty much knew it was gone, and that's pretty fun and really cool. But credit to Logan Rowe for getting on base for him right there, so we had a chance for him to hit there.
The Tigers got off to a little bit of a sluggish start of their season and have since been playing better baseball. Here's Coach Williams talking about what this team's got to do to continue to be more consistent.
Yeah, we just have to be consistent in what we do all night long, right? We struggled early. They were putting the ball in play, and and we kind of went flat for a minute, and then we kind of got our bearings back and made good at bats. And so, you know, we just need, we know we're pretty good if we're consistently playing every aspect of the game, and we did that in the later half of the game and did a good job.
And finally, here's the star of last night himself, Colin Coonrad, on hitting a pair of home runs, including a walk-off.
Yeah, it is. I mean, committing just kind of took all the pressure off me, and I was able to, you know, just feel more relaxed in the box. I don't have to do too much. Even in my first, second at bat, like, I was just trying to do too much. But the third bat came up, and I was just more relaxed, and I just knew that my team, we can score runs without me hitting, but me hitting good is a plus, so.
All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time and wrap up a Tuesday edition of the show.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. President Joe Biden invited the Kansas City Chiefs to the White House Monday to celebrate their Super Bowl 57 victory. Kansas City is the first team to make the traditional trip since the Buccaneers visited in 2021. The Chiefs could not make the trip after their previous Super Bowl win due to COVID. It's been almost 2 weeks since the Cardinals released DeAndre Hopkins, and the receiver is still looking for his next home in the NFL. According to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, it's unlikely that he'll land in Dallas. When asked about it, Jones said, quote, "We don't dismiss any possibility, but it's unlikely. One thing that may be more likely is the return of running back Ezekiel Elliott," to which Jones said he won't close the door on that possibility. And NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports veteran edge rusher Leonard Floyd is signing a one-year deal with the Buffalo Bills. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Keep your pup happy and healthy with Menards. Greenies Dental Dog Treats help prevent gum disease, freshen breath, and are fortified with vitamins and minerals to ensure balanced nutrition. Greenies Dental Dog Treats are proudly made in the USA, accepted by the Veterinary Oral Health Council. And right now, Greenies Dental Dog Treats are 11% off. Good through June 11th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. It was just over a year ago that Calvin Ridley was suspended for a year for wagering on NFL games. Although not the first, Ridley represented the first marquee player to be found in violation of the league's gambling policy in the modern era. While that seemed like an anomaly at the time, these incidents are becoming increasingly more common. In just the month of April this year, multiple players on the Lions and one player on the Commanders received varying suspensions for placing bets on games. Fast forward to a little over a month now, and the Colts cornerback Isaiah Rodgers is under investigation for habitual betting that reportedly including wagering on his own team. The 2020 sixth round pick was looking at a starting job this season, but that is in jeopardy now. Not much else is truly known about the incident at the moment, but with the NFL and other professional leagues going all in on gambling, this is clearly an alarming trend that only looks to be growing. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. You know our partners, TireRack.com, you know, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, tire decision guy. They test the tires. They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Yeah, those guys. You want a quiet tire with great traction, comfortable ride. Use their results to make an informed choice. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank David Eicholt of 24/7 Sports, HawkeyeInsider.com. For joining today's show. Great convo with David, like always. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in podcast form at 1650thefan.com. Cubs baseball coming up later tonight. Cubs continue their West Coast trip. Game one of a three-game set against the Los Angeles Angels. 8 o'clock pregame, 8:35 first pitch. Hayden Wesneski on the bump tonight for the Cubs. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson from 6 to 8 tomorrow. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.